viewers of Madani Channel, I will give you two solutions of how you can spend your time of sleeping, whether it's 7 hours, whether it's 8 hours, or whether it's 9 hours, how you can spend this time also doing the Dhikr of Allah. First of all, before you go to sleep, if you just do one particular action, take you 2 or 3 minutes. But because of this action, inshallah, the whole night you are sleeping, the angels will continue to write good deeds for you. This action, let me just repeat again, will take you literally 2 or 3 minutes maximum. But do this action before you sleep. Whole night, the innocent angels of Allah will write good deeds for you, inshallah. Why is this action? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before you go to sleep at night, go and perform wudu, inshallah, azawajal. Because the blessings of performing wudu, those people who remain in the state of wudu during that time, whilst they remain in the state of wudu, the angels continue to write good deeds for them, inshallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, every night before sleeping, inshallah, azawajal, perform wudu, then go to sleep. Angels will continue to write good deeds for you. And another thing, your body organs, these will continue to do the tasbih of Allah azza wa jalla. Meaning you're sleeping, you're knocked out, you had a difficult day of work, you're completely knocked out. But if you perform wudu before sleeping, inshallah azza wa jalla, the angels will write good deeds for you, and your body organs will do the zikr of Allah. They will do the tasbih of Allah azza wa jalla, inshallah azza wa jalla. And also in regards to performing wudu, just another Madani pool that I like to mention here. If you go and perform wudu, and you don't recite anything before performing wudu, you just perform wudu, alhamdulillah, very good action. It's mentioned that only the parts that you wash, meaning your face, your arms, the masaf of your head, and your feet, only these will get purified. But before performing wudu, if you recite Bismillah once, inshallah azawajal, your whole body from head to toe will get purified, inshallah azawajal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me just repeat this again. Before sleeping at night, you need to perform wudu, inshallah azawajal. Angels will, for the whole night whilst you are sleeping, write good deeds for you, inshallah azza wa jal. The second Madani pool that I will give here of how you can spend your time of sleeping wisely, inshallah azza wa jal. How can you get the full benefit in regards to performing good deeds? Inshallah azza wa jal, if before sleeping you make some good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal, I'm going to sleep so I can gain strength, so tomorrow when I wake up I can do the zikr of Allah, I can worship Allah. Then if you also make this intention that I'm going to sleep, inshallah azawajal, I'm going to get the strength so I can wake up for Fajr Salah, and inshallah azawajal, offer my Fajr Salah with Jamaat, inshallah. Or if you make this intention that I will sleep during the night, and inshallah azawajal, this sleep will give me the strength so I can go to work tomorrow and I can provide a halal livelihood for my family. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you making these intentions, inshallah azawajal, is a form of reward, inshallah azawajal. So definitely, inshallah azawajal, before sleeping, make some good intentions, and at the same time, inshallah azawajal, perform wudu before you go to sleep. Inshallah azawajal, your night will be spent doing the zikr of Allah azawajal, inshallah.